Superheroes are known to save damsels in distress or stop evil overlords from ending the world as we know it. But there's a new hero on the block, and he's taking aim at another smaller but no less effective villain, the school bully. Its teenage creator is harnessing his own heart to bring Captain Spectrum to life. Chad Lampe has this story.
In Stewart County, Tennessee, it's club day at the local high school. More than 600 students are heading to classrooms to meet with their group of choice. We're visiting a new club called Defend to Be a Friend. Freshman Christopher Miller is the club's founder. He's on the autism spectrum, and this club is just one result of a long and scary road that reached a peak in middle school.
Sometimes they would spit in my food or on me. I would get kicked in the bathroom, or they would hit me. I would go to the bathroom stall and cry until I had to go to class, and I would try to make it through.
Chris is shy and quiet and found no other way to deal with bullying than to attempt suicide, twice within 6 months when he was just 12 years old. Chris's mom, Crystal.
The next thing I know, we're in the hospital, and, you know, that's when it all come out about everything that was going on, and I'm like, why didn't you tell me? He's like, well, there's no use.
It was there in the hospital that Captain Spectrum came to life. Chris conceptualized the superhero that could stand up for bullied children, educate kids about the autism spectrum, and teach empathy. Captain Spectrum's first appearance came at Wizard World Comic-Con in Nashville, where he met illustrator Aaron Lambert.
And I remember seeing this little green kid walking around with this homemade superhero costume.
The two became fast friends after Lambert created a rendering of Captain Spectrum, which is now the profile picture for the superhero's Facebook page. And true to his calling, Captain Spectrum even had to stand up for Lambert at a later convention.
He came up to me and he said, someone was trying to steal your artwork from your booth, but Captain Spectrum stood up for me and stopped that guy and went and got the authorities to get that guy kicked out of the show, which I thought was pretty cool. That was pretty brave of him.
Lambert isn't the only person Captain Spectrum has helped. He has a fan base online of more than 1,700 people. He's received messages of support and reaching out for help from California, Rhode Island, Missouri, Italy, and Decatur, Alabama.
I have spina bifida and hydrocephalus.
That's 32-year-old Cedric Peterson. He was teased and bullied as a child because of his disability and says Captain Spectrum would have been a difference maker in his childhood.
Because I wished that I had something like that. I think some things for me would be really different if there was, you know, a Captain Spectrum for me that was there for me when I went through the stuff that I went through.
The many messages on social media echo Peterson, and that's how Captain Spectrum has found himself clad in his green spandex costume in front of elementary school classrooms talking about autism and bullying. He does this with the hope that he won't have to use his special powers, which include deploying his cape over a bully, to project the feelings of the bullied onto the bully. What a profound way to approach bullying, and it's all coming from Captain Spectrum, who's really just Christopher Miller, a 15-year-old with a big heart. So says Mitchell Givens, Chris's school aide.
I don't think it would be possible to fit his heart in through the door inside of the room if we were to measure how big it is. It's quite impressive.
Despite the growing popularity of Captain Spectrum, if you ask Christopher about his future, he'd like to be a park ranger or maybe a professional fisherman. But his family thinks there might be more on the horizon for Chris and Captain Spectrum. It might just include an upgrade to the spandex costume and a published children's book or comic. So stay tuned, and in the meantime, as Captain Spectrum would say, defend, be a friend. For WKMS News, I'm Chad Lampe.